perfect. Bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect.
Go ahead, bang on it.
No heart?
You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart.
This is Patchwork Heart Ministries' Young Catholics Respond, brought to you by Breadbox Media. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Thanks, Adam, and welcome to the program, everybody. I'm Bill Snyder. This is Young Catholics Respond, and it is a pleasure to have you joining me, no matter where you're listening from. Thanks for tuning in to our listeners in Huntley, Illinois, on Huntley Community Radio. Thanks for tuning in, along with all the way out in Cleveland, Ohio, Living Bread Radio Network. And don't want to forget our friends in West Virginia as well on the Light of Life Radio Network. So thanks so much for joining us, no matter how you are listening. Thank you for being here. We're continuing our little series on the NSC Speakers Conference. I want to remind our listeners that there is still time to register, and you can register for the National the National Service Committee of the Catholic Charismatic Renewal. They have a big conference in November 8th through the 10th, and that will be in St. Louis. If you just go to nsccharismcenter.com, you'll be able to find all the information about the conference and register right there. So I want to encourage you guys to do that. But my guest today is a speaker at that conference, and he also has a beautiful website and ministry called The Art of Living. His name is 3, 2, and 1. His name is Paul George, and just a little bit about him. He has spent over 23 years helping people discover the art of living through searching themselves, discovering a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and finding true happiness. Throughout these years, he has served in various capacities, including the president of a nonprofit, speaker, mentor, consultant, coach, author, diocesan director, youth minister, and college campus minister. In his role as a husband and father, it is his role as a husband and father that he cherishes the most. His personal mission is to love God, his wife, his children, and his neighbors as he loves God. His book, Rethink Happiness, was released in May 2018. Paul received an undergraduate degree in education, kinesiology, and a master's degree in theological studies from the University of Dallas. He is a sought-after speaker, life coach, and consultant. So thanks so much, Paul, for being here on Young Catholics Respond. It's a pleasure to have you on today.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Bill.
Yeah, so I want to talk a little bit about the art of living. Tell me about your work. It seems so fascinating. The bio never does it justice. So just talk to us a little bit about your work.
Yeah, I think bios are so silly anyway, you know, because none of us are really that important. So, our ministry just really desires to help people thrive in their life. We understand that in order for that to take place, that at the center of that is a relationship with Christ. And we certainly live in a world where people are busy, they're distracted. There's a lot of layers to get down to the reality of what it means to know, love, and follow Jesus. But so we deal with all those things. We deal with individuals. We deal with married couples a lot. I deal with business people. And then I speak all over on various topics. So that's kind of what we do. And we just wake up every day hoping to change people's lives and help them live the best life that God's calling them to live.
You know, yeah, that's a thing, you know, that best version of yourself that is often talked about in today's society is something that is so important to hone in on. And for young people out there in the world today that, as you mentioned, you know, have those challenges of living in this society that is, you know, not always conducive to living the faith and being an active person in faith. Can you talk to us a little bit about some of those challenges in depth, and then how, and kind of what you're seeing, and then how young people in particular, you know, college, post-college, can kind of overcome some of those obstacles?
Yeah, you know, following Jesus is hard. I mean, there's a lot of, there's freedom there, but, his teachings aren't easy at the same time. And then we live in a world where, at least for young people's perspective, young adults, millennials, that you know, they kind of look at the church, you know, and they get confused. And so, and then they have their own lives and half come from divorce and, you know, they've made mistakes. And then, you know, life just gets sort of, you know, layered with all these complications. And they kind of, you know, we take a lot of time to kind of peel back the layers there so people can find what they really desire. And that was my hope for the book that I wrote, Rethink Happiness, was not so much that I just wanted to write some, you know, book on happiness, because the word rethink in the Greek is translated to mean conversion. It means Cardinal Ratzinger, when he was Pope Benedict, when he was cardinal, he talked about how the word conversion in the Greek translates back to the word rethink. When we begin to rethink our lives through the lenses of Christ, we begin to find true meaning and purpose. However, that's, you know, not always easy. You know, that conversion process is very difficult.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, what kind of blocks young people from that? Is it just the being distracted constantly? Is that one of the things that just, you know, I mean, I know I get distracted. I'm on the edge of the millennials. I can call this show Young Catholics Respond for like one more year, because I'm like, you know, 34, right? So, but I know how distracted I get at times in my life. I go from, you know, one thing that I think is going to make me happy to the next thing that's going to make me happy, and neither of them make me happy, you know? And I think that there's so much distraction. I think that's the grand plan of Satan, is just to distract us all from that, right? Is that something you're seeing out there?
Yeah, distraction's huge. And, you know, in the book, I call it destination happiness. I think it's something we all struggle with, young and old alike, is we kind of get this feeling that if I arrive at this point or I achieve this, then I will be happy, you know, when I get to that destination. And then we realize, oh, that didn't make me happy. It didn't fulfill my deepest desires and needs. So I definitely think people are distracted from the truth of what true peace and happiness is. And I think one of the main reasons of that, and leads to a lot of the work I do with people, is a lack of self-awareness. So you could call it distraction, but people are sort of distracted from being self-aware of why they do what they do. Why am I trying to do this? Why do I keep messing up the same mistakes over and over? Why do I seek this thinking it'll be happy? Why? And when we come to a place where we begin to be more self-aware, we understand how broken we are and that we're in need of something greater than what we can figure out on our own, right? That's when people start kind of coming around this idea that maybe God has a purpose and a plan. Maybe there's something bigger than me that can navigate my life better than I can, right? Or my job or money or things or a person can navigate my life. And that reality becomes more and more clear when they understand that God has a real purpose for their existence.
Yeah, you know, that's beautiful. And one of the things you really talked about there is brokenness. And it's something that I remember talking about when I was in high school and some of my high school ministry, but I haven't heard that term very often, because I think the world kind of hides the fact that our brokenness, they want us to think our brokenness maybe is a gift. And in some ways it can be, but not in the way the world wants it to be. The world wants us to celebrate our brokenness and celebrate the fact that, you know, we might be different or we might be able to do whatever, but it's not, there's something different about that, right? You know, like the way the world celebrates brokenness and the way that God wants us to see our brokenness is two different lenses to look through, right? And young people out there in today's world just kind of keep tamping down all their brokenness, right? They keep going, oh, well, yeah, that part of me is just broken. I have to deal with it. You know, I am what I am. And they just, they don't seem to transform the brokenness into the wholeness, right? Is that also a problem in that we're seeing with young people in today's society too, and in your grand work?
I think you make a good point. You know, I think, you know, the world, or, you know, the culture would say that we're defined by our brokenness. You know, basically, like, I am, you know, what I do, or I am how I mess up, and then I just stay there. So I struggle with this, and that's just how I am. That's just who I am. And, you know, we don't believe that we're defined by our brokenness. We believe we're defined by sons and daughters of God, who God created us to be. We do know that we are broken, we are fallen, and it says that in Scripture, that, you know, we've all fallen short of the glory of God. We're all broken and sinful, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But that's not where we stay. That's not how we define ourselves. So when we begin to understand that we're creating the image and likeness of God, that Christ came to save us, that we're adopted sons and daughters of God, we in our humanness can redefine ourselves by now who we know that we truly are in Christ. And we don't have to stay where we were. We can move forward and become something much greater than what the world might define us by.
Yeah. And what is that greatness that we become? It's the son and daughter of God, right? Isn't that what we become? When we realize that identity of who we really are inside, the nature of our baptism.
Yeah. Right. I mean, that's the treasure, right? I mean, the treasure is the inheritance that we get from being the sons and daughters of God. I mean, there's no greater treasure than that. And, you know, we spend so much of our life seeking other treasures, other things, other identities. And the reality is that the treasure lies in this understanding that, you know, we call it divine filiation, that we're sons and daughters of God, and that we have access, as Scripture says, to his inheritance. I mean, is there anything greater than the inheritance of God? No, I mean, because it's God himself, it's eternity, it's relationship. That's a game changer. That is where I feel and believe and see that that's where our lives take a major turn, when we begin to understand that.
Beautiful. Yeah, it is so true. Paul, I have to take a short break here for our sponsors and commercials and whatnot. When we come back, I want to talk with you a little bit more about this and also your talk topic at the NSC conference, which is a beautiful talk title. It's Blessed Are the Eyes That See What I See. And that is such a awesome talk title. I want to unpack that a little bit with you on the other side of this break. You are listening to Young Catholics Respond. I am Bill Snyder. My guest today, Paul George, will be right back after these messages here on Young Catholics Respond.
The words spoken by Our Lady of Guadalupe to Juan Diego nearly 500 years ago are almost too good to be true. Asking that a temple be built at the site of her apparition, she promised that here I will give all my love, my compassion, my help, and my protection to all those who love me, cry to me, seek me, and who have confidence in me. Here I will listen to their weepings and alleviate all their sufferings, necessities, and misfortunes. My name is Alan Napleton, and I live in Dallas, Texas. I have visited her shrine in Mexico City dozens of times, bringing my own petitions, and have found Our Lady to be true to her word. Over the years, I have brought hundreds of pilgrims to this holy place without incidents, and have now founded Viva Guadalupe, a nonprofit that provides safe and inexpensive pilgrimages to Our Lady's shrine. If you would like to take our Blessed Mother up on her promise and learn more about how you can visit this special place of grace, please visit vivaguadalupe.org for more information.
Judy Hare was a bankrupt, homeless, drug-addicted college dropout on the brink of divorce, but is now a seminary graduate and devoted wife and mother of four children. What happened? Find out in her autobiography, Shattered, How God Restored My Heart and Life. Her journey of faith has been called brutally honest, truly inspiring, profound, heartbreaking, and life-changing. Shattered is available now for only $15 on her website, judyhare.com, on amazon.com, or at your local Catholic bookstore. As Judy says, it is never too late to become the person you deserve and desire to be. So stop wishing for change and start doing something about it, by reserving your copy of Shattered today.
Patchwork Heart Ministry is committed to sowing hope into broken hearts by helping young people encounter the love of Jesus Christ and His Catholic Church through prayer, storytelling, and media initiatives. We invite you to prayerfully consider supporting this mission financially. Mail your tax-deductible donation to Patchwork Heart Ministry at P.O. Box 563, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, zip code 53147, or visit patchworkheart.org to donate online. That's Patchwork Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 563, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, 53147, or online at patchworkheart.org. At times it seems like the world today is filled with so much division, bigotry, and hatred. So it's up to us to make sure that we get back to the basics, and that is Jesus Christ and His message of faith, hope, and love. Faith, Hope, Love with John and Morgan Bender is a new project that seeks to do just that by engaging and inspiring Catholics within the Archdiocese of Milwaukee and beyond. Read personal faith stories, interviews, and news all by visiting the Faith, Hope, and Love blog.blogspot.com or follow us on Twitter at Johnny Bender MKE. Saint Therese of Lisieux's Little Way of the Cross, written by Victoria Clarizo and designed by Just Love Prince, is a beautiful prayer booklet that helps you pray the Stations of the Cross. Use these reflections to meditate on the great love and mercy that Jesus had for us as He journeyed to Calvary. The Little Way of the Cross includes gems from Scripture, the writings of Saint Therese, and the words of Jesus from the imagination and prayer of the author. Go to justloveprince.com to get your copy today.
Faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes by the preaching of Christ. But I ask, have they not heard?
Do you seek to make Scripture a greater part of your daily faith journey? Would you like it readily available on your smartphone or tablet? The Truth and Life Bible app delivers to your mobile device the complete Catholic edition of the Revised Standard Version of the Bible with a concordance entirely free. You will also enjoy free content from Father Robert Barron's Word on Fire, Father Jim McElhone's Word Made Clear, Jeff Caven's The Great Bible Adventure, and the Catholic News Agency. In addition, you can hear the Gospel of Mark dramatically proclaimed by world-renowned actors and actresses like Blair Underwood, Neil McDonough, Kristen Bell, and many more. The full audio dramatization of the New Testament, along with the Ignatius Study Bible, can be purchased within the app. It is available on the App Store, Google Play, Amazon Kindle, and at downloadjesus.com.
Hi everybody, Bill Snyder here. Just want to thank you for listening to this episode of Young Catholics Respond. And as a founder of Patchwork Heart Ministry, we have so much more going on than just our podcasts. Check it out at patchworkheart.org.
This is Martha Fernandez-Sardina with your Love Minute, brought to you by RememberYouAreLoved.com. There are several obstacles to love that I want you to be aware of. If you do not have a good relationship with God, it is likely that you will not receive the love of God the way that He intends to give it to you. If you have a limited knowledge of God and you do not know Him as a merciful, compassionate, close, personal God who wishes to accompany you on earth and have you with Him for all eternity, or if you conceive of God as harsh, judgmental, rigid, you are surely not going to receive the love, the tender, merciful love of God. Or if you have a wrong image of yourself, if you do not see what God sees when He looks at you, you will not receive the love of God. You will not see that He smiles upon you and sees that you are very good. And thirdly, if you are busy, it is unlikely that you will receive the fullness of God's love. So slow down, get to know yourself, get to know God. For more on love, find us at facebook.com/rememberyouareloved. And remember, you are loved.
Your heart is always beating, but you never have to think about it.
Welcome back to Young Catholics Respond. Once again, Bill Snyder.
Welcome back to this episode of Young Catholics Respond. I'm Bill Snyder. Today my guest is Paul George, and we're just talking about the art of living in some ways. Paul George, his website, by the way, is discovertheartofliving.org. Take a look at his website. It's beautiful, and he's got so many great resources there for all people. If you're looking for a great speaker, great ministry, check him out. Paul, I want to talk with you a little bit now about the talk topic at the National Service Committee's conference coming up the weekend of November 8th through the 10th. And your topic is just truly beautiful. It says, "Blessed are the eyes that see what I see," and is a title. And I just want you to kind of unpack that a little bit for us and talk with us a little bit about how beautiful is that. I'm assuming they're God's eyes, right, that we're looking with?
I hope so, man. Yeah, I mean, it's scripture from Luke and in Matthew where Jesus says, "Blessed are the eyes that see what I see." I didn't come up with the theme, by the way. They just gave it to me. And so I've been unpacking that scripture a little bit, preparing my talk, and it's really been super challenging. I got to be honest. You know, there's things in the Gospels that Jesus says, and you just want to skip over. And when I was reading this, my natural inclination in my humanness was like, yeah, I just want to skip over that. You know, that seems a little too layered, a little too difficult. And so it's kind of been cool to prepare the talk for that topic.
Yeah, there's so many different layers to that. And seeing with God's eyes is a difficult thing in, but a necessary thing in today's world, right? As we mentioned in the first half of the interview, there's so much brokenness that's out there in the world. And when we look at brokenness through our own eyes, we can often judge others. We see the other people's brokenness, right? We judge others. We become very condescending sometimes, even with them when we look at their problems in the world. And so it's a challenge to see with God's eyes. And what makes that possible? What makes that scripture verse, as you said, it's kind of confounding, and it is. You want to skip over it. You want to go, okay. In fact, I didn't even know Jesus said that. So woe on me that I didn't even know that Jesus said that. But like, all right, so when I go to unpack it and I go to look at that, like, man, I don't even know if that's possible for me to do. I don't even know if that's possible.
Yeah, and, you know, gosh, being like Christ is, you know, we can do the best we can. But, you know, honestly, when I first read that scripture and I crack it open, you know, he goes on to say that not everyone will be able to see the way I see. And then that's when, then you kind of wrestle with that. And then you look at the scripture and it says that he was talking to the disciples privately about this. So this idea of like, you really don't want to see what Jesus sees unless you're ready to be a disciple of Jesus. And that's like the first sort of like, okay, well, how serious am I? Because then it goes on, like, if you are serious about following Jesus, then guess what? You're going to see things the way he sees things, and then that's going to be really difficult. Because we don't always want to see, if we can be real honest, we don't always want to see what Jesus sees. Because that's very challenging. Whether it's things in our own life, that it's like, oh man, I don't want to look at that. I don't want to deal with that. Or it's things in other people's lives. You're like, oh man, I don't want to talk to that person about that. Or it's things in our world and our culture where we're like, man, I don't want to see it that way. I want to see it my way. So it's a pretty powerful line, and one that really challenges us to live, you know, gosh, all in with Christ.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's that moment, you know, of conversion. It's that moment of reality check, even. Am I ready for this? And if I've been saying this all along, that I'm a Christian and that I'm a Catholic and that I want to go deeper with the Lord, then you better be ready. You better be prepared. And I really like that, how you unpack that. You better be ready. You better be prepared. And to see things that are going to make you uncomfortable, that you're going to see the cross the way Jesus sees the cross. You're going to see the suffering, the brokenness. You're going to see the sin in your own life in a different way. And I think it's really necessary for young adults out there to reflect on that in their lives. I think it's incredibly important. So, you know, if you're listening to this, I just encourage you to take 5 minutes of prayer time, you know, or even 10 minutes of prayer time with that in your life. And just think about that, you know, in what ways am I being called to go deeper and see the world the way Christ sees it? And that's difficult.
And I think for adults too, honestly, older adults are stuck in their ways. You know, it's challenging because I find that older adults and Christians, they just kind of do what they do and they're stuck in it. You know, how often do we say this, you know, well, that's just what I think. That's what I believe. That's how I do things. And it can be a very difficult or controversial sort of, you know, thing in our world and our culture. How often do we look at a situation and we ask the question, Lord, how do you see this? Like, what do you see? Before we respond, before we say, this is what I think or believe, like, how often do we ask that question? Lord, help me to see this situation the way you do. That's the challenge, because I guarantee you we're going to see it differently, a little bit differently then. And that's the beauty of Christ, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I think if we pause and think about that, as you said, you know, before we respond, before we say, man, I think this is great about this issue, I think the church ought to do this, I think we ought to, you know, have 12 more fish fries this year at our parish or whatever it is, before we, you know, make those statements, we ought to take a look inward and just say, hey, wait a minute, Jesus, what do you think about this? What do you think is going to be the best plan in this situation? And through the Holy Spirit, through the action of the Holy Spirit, it is possible. I mean, I believe that it is possible, even, right? It is possible to see with God's eyes through the action of the Holy Spirit. And it's something we got to pray for, and something we need to slow ourselves down with and really think about. So thanks for challenging us to do that, Paul, because it's such an important thing. As we wrap up, I want to ask you just to quickly a little bit about your ministry, how people can find you on your ministry, and book you and get your book and all that stuff. I want to make sure I do that before we run out of time here.
Yeah, thanks, man. The Art of Living, the website's discovertheartofliving.com. You can find out what we do and whatnot on that webpage. And yeah, the book is Rethink Happiness. You can search it in Amazon or Ave Maria Press, who published it. And yeah, so I really appreciate it, Bill. This has been really a great conversation.
It has, and look forward to meeting you and seeing you at the NSC conference coming up. Again, I want to remind our listeners that you can find the registration information about the conference at nsccaricenter.org. If you go to nsccaricenter.org, it'll pop right up. Find out the registration information. Register, it's actually really reasonably priced. So join us in St. Louis. It's going to be a fantastic weekend of great speakers like Paul and Jim Beckman and a ton of other great, great people. So really appreciate everybody listening to today's episode, and of course connect with us on our website at patchworkheart.org, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all those other good things. Really appreciate you being here, Paul, and thank you so much again. I look forward to seeing you at the conference.
Absolutely, Bill. God bless, man.
Well, this has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond. Until next time, from all of us here at Patchwork Heart Ministry, I'm Bill Snyder. Keep beating to your Catholic heart.
You've been listening to Young Catholics Respond, a radio initiative of Patchwork Heart Ministry. To learn more about our ministry and program, visit us at patchworkheart.org. Or to get exclusive access and early ministry updates, become our patron on Patreon by searching for Patchwork Heart Ministry.